Hey guys, I'm back with four cards for you today. Let's talk a little baseball, a little basketball, and let's talk about one of the biggest names on the international soccer scene.
And I'm here to tell you which cards to buy, sell, or hold.
This is The Forecast. Welcome back to another episode of The Forecast. I'm Amber Wilson. I'm happy to be back here with you guys after a couple weeks off. I want to thank the people at Sports Card Investor for holding it down for me while I took some time off. But I'm happy to be back in the saddle, and I've got four cards to talk to you about today. We'll do a little of everything in terms of sports. But before I want to get into any of that, I wanted to tell you guys really quickly that today's the last day to enter our Instagram contest. So make sure to check out the rules on Sports Card Investor on Instagram. You have to enter it by 11 p.m. tonight. You guys are not going to want to miss out on this. So make sure you check out our Instagram page. Okay, so let's jump right into things and let's start with basketball. Now, don't look now, but the Utah Jazz might be the best team in the West. They might be better than the Lakers. In fact, the Utah Jazz might be the best team in the NBA. At least right now, their record would suggest that. It's pretty remarkable how well they're playing, and it's maybe not surprising if you look at their brightest young star. So let's talk about Donovan Mitchell and his cards. Now, if you watched the playoffs last year, if you watched the bubble play, you saw what happened with Donovan Mitchell in that bubble environment. They had that 3-4 series loss to the Nuggets, but Spida had two 30-point games during that series. He had a 44-point game. He had a 51-point game. And then he made history by scoring 57 points in game one, which was the third most ever scored in a playoff game. That was behind only Michael Jordan, who once scored 63, and Elgin Baylor, who once scored 61. So after those unbelievable Donovan Mitchell performances, you can imagine what happened to his cards. His cards went crazy over that 2-week period. His 2017 Prizm PSA 10 went from around $375 before his entrance into the bubble to $500 a pop in a matter of just days. Now, in the offseason, of course, his card cooled off a little bit. It went back down towards the whole 300s, low 300s, low 400s mark. So let's give you an update on what's happening now. Now that the Utah Jazz have the best record in the NBA, and they certainly look like one of the best teams in the NBA, Mitchell is averaging a career high in points this season. He's averaging 24.5 points per game, 5.2 assists per game. And with the ultra-modern basketball card market heating back up again, looks like people are back to being hot on Donovan Mitchell's card. Here's the chart. His 2017 Prizm PSA 10. Over the last 30 days, that card is up 53% in value. We know the Utah Jazz are good. We know Donovan Mitchell is good. And we know the kind of performances that he can give us based on last season's bubble. But Jeff, his cards are rising again rapidly. So what do? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
Donovan Mitchell, buy, buy, buy. Buy his cards. Look, I know they've already gone up a lot in the last 2 weeks, but this guy is a stud. He is going to be a great player in the NBA for many, many years, and he's still getting better. He's going to continue to get better. He dominated in the playoffs last year. The Jazz are a really good team this year. They're going to make some real noise in the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell is going to be the centerpiece of that noise the Jazz is going to make. I really like this guy. I think he's undervalued even at his current prices. I also like his 2017 draft class counterpart, Jason Tatum. So buy Sealed Wax from 2017 as well. It's a great year for Sealed Wax. You can get Mitchell, you can get Tatum, you can get a lot of other great players. And also, 2017 Sealed Wax, lower population counts than stuff we've seen in the last few years since then.
All right, let's switch over to football for a second because we have talked about Carson Wentz on this show before, I believe, but now he is an Indianapolis Colt. So let's give you an update on what that means for his card value. Now, if you're new to the sport, and you don't know about Carson Wentz. You're talking about a guy who was at one point in an MVP conversation. I mean, he was a legitimate MVP candidate in 2017. And then you fast forward, and this last season, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. Carson Wentz, he suffered injuries. He also seemed to forget how to play football somehow after he recovered, though, from the injury. So it's been a difficult ride here with Carson Wentz. He got the monster contract from the Eagles. Nobody knew how the Eagles were going to get out from under that contract. Well, they ended up getting out from under that contract by trading him away to the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, the Colts had Phillip Rivers last season as its quarterback. Phillip Rivers retires, rides off into the sunset. The Colts are a good team. The Colts need a quarterback. Why not hope that Carson Wentz, with a new view, a new city, and a new organization, can get back to that 2017 Carson Wentz form? They didn't have to give up a ton in return. It's worth giving it a go. So let's see what the card market, though, thinks about Carson Wentz now that he's going to be in a Colts uniform, okay? Can he turn things around? Do investors in the hobby believe in him? Let's take a look at his 2016 Prizm Silver PSA 10. I only want to look at the last 30 days, which is what I'm giving you here, because we know what's been happening with Carson Wentz before that, right? But now in the last 30 days, look at what has happened to his card since he got traded. His card over the last month is up 117% in value. Investors were waiting for this. They're excited in the hobby about Carson Wentz in a new uniform, right? Can things really get worse for Carson Wentz at this point? Will this be the chance to salvage his career? So Jeff, at this point, his card's already creeping up since he got traded. But do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
In the past, I've never been too excited about Carson Wentz, but I actually am right now. I think he's a buy, and here's why. He landed in the absolute best possible situation, going to Indy, who is a playoff team last year. They're a good up-and-coming team, but most importantly, getting reunited with his old coach, Frank Reich. And what's really important, in my opinion, about that is not only did Frank Reich bring the best out of Carson Wentz in the past, but he's also likely to give him a longer leash because he's familiar with him. If Wentz had gone to any other team, his leash could have been shorter. But Frank Reich will give him a longer leash because he's got the history with him. I think Wentz does well in Indy. I still think there's opportunity to buy his cards and make some money.
So we're switching sports yet again. Let's talk a little baseball. And now I'm talking about a player that is been around for a minute, to say the least, and maybe a little past his prime. Albert Pujols. We're hoping Carson Wentz still gets back to his prime. Let's switch to a player who is definitely past it, in Albert Pujols. Now, Albert Pujols, he's been in the league since 2001, I believe he came in and made his MLB debut. It has been a heck of a ride for Albert Pujols. We've been talking this week about Tatis Jr.'s crazy contract, his monster contract. There was a time where Albert Pujols got the monster contract that everyone was talking about in Major League Baseball. It sounds small compared to Tatis Jr.'s, but he got a massive, in 2011, 10-year, $240 million deal. Now it's one of the worst deals in Major League Baseball, because now Albert Pujols is, you know, been in the league since 2001. In 2011, it looked a little different than it does currently. Currently, he has 662 career homers. He's had a very good career. He's fifth all time. He'd have to hit 34 homers next season to catch A-Rod. He's not gonna do that. Spoiler alert, he's not doing that. He's not catching A-Rod. He's not catching these records. Pujols doesn't have what he used to have left in the tank. So there's constantly retirement questions surrounding a guy who's been in the league for 20 years. His contract is up this year. The market for a player in his early 40s isn't a very good one. So once the money dries up, does he actually still want to keep playing Major League Baseball? But does any of that matter? Does him not being so good, not being, you know, him being way past his prime, him being a much older player, him being overpaid at this point quite disproportionately because of his production decline, does any of that matter in terms of the hobby? Seems like no. It's Albert Pujols that we're talking about. He still got a name and he still had an unbelievable career even if he retires today and gives you nothing else. Let's take a look at his 2001 Upper Deck PSA 10 so that you see what I'm saying. Just over the last 30 days, that card is up 67% in value. His cards have been trending upwards in recent weeks. Perhaps making a play to buy them and hold them until this inevitable Hall of Fame induction that we all expect from Albert Pujols. So people in the hobby are very excited about Albert Pujols right now in terms of buying up his cards. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer. Even if you don't know, he's retiring right now. It seems like a good time for him to retire after this season. So it feels like to me, maybe people in the hobby are expecting that to happen. And that's why we're on the buying frenzy. So Jeff, what do we do? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
Is this going to be his last season? Is he retiring? Is he not retiring? You don't know who to believe because earlier this week, his wife went out on Instagram and said this is going to be Albert Pujols' last season. But then he went out on Twitter and said he hadn't made up his mind yet. I don't care. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is if you have Albert Pujols' cards, it's time to sell. Yes, it's time to sell. His cards have gone up a lot recently because people have been chasing iconic cards of iconic players, and he is that because the first half of his career was truly exceptional. But the recent years have not been so good, and there is no reason why I think this year is going to be a great year for him or that there is any event in the near future that would cause his cards to spike again. I don't expect his cards to really start rising heavily again until his Hall of Fame announcement, but that's years away. So if you're holding his cards, that's kind of what you got to look forward to happening next. I don't want to wait for that. I'm going to take advantage of the recent spike that has already occurred with his card prices, and I think now is the time to sell while his cards are at a high point.
I haven't gotten to talk a lot of soccer on the forecast, so let's go ahead and dive into the international soccer scene, football, if you will. And Kylian Mbappe is one of the biggest names on the international soccer team. Everyone in the sports card market took note of Mbappe's impressive hat trick and PSG's victory over Messi and FC Barcelona last week. So he's a hot name right now in the hobby. For the past few weeks, Kylian Mbappe has been the Luka Doncic or the Patrick Mahomes of the soccer card market. He really emerged, of course, during that 2018 World Cup. He was playing for the French national team when they won the entire thing. And that's when really he became an international star. He's a young superstar. He is still just 22 years old, Mbappe. He has nearly 50 million Instagram followers already. It's so funny whenever we think about how famous our athletes are, and they always seem so famous, but the barometer of how famous our athletes are in this country is really just go look at some of these soccer stars and just pull up their Instagram followers or their Twitter followers, and it's so unbelievably hard to compete with. It's really something. So Mbappe's already there though in his rising popularity at just 22 years old. Relative to the other sports, of course, the true soccer card market is still in its infancy. It was only last year, 2020, that people really began investing in soccer cards, and then they started to explode in popularity. With the Champions League action heating up, the soccer card market is going to continue to heat up. It is getting a big boost right now. Kylian Mbappe is one of the hottest of those commodities in the soccer card market. His 2018 Prism World Cup card is not a true rookie card, okay? Keep that in mind. It's his first Prism card, which holds great value, especially in this country's card market, the American card market. So let's take a look at him. The 2018 Prism World Cup base PSA 10. Over the last 30 days, it's up 64% in value. Not only is the hobby hot on soccer cards, but the hobby's hot on Mbappe as well. So what do we do, Jeff, if we want to get into the soccer game? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold when it comes to Kylian Mbappe?
We're talking Mbappe, and we're talking soccer. And look, I don't follow soccer super closely, but I follow it enough to know that Mbappe is a true star and a social icon as well. But what has me most excited about investing in his cards right now is the fact that he is going to be the headliner on the French national team. And oh yeah, there's this little soccer tournament called the World Cup that's happening next year in 2022. And guess who is the favorite to win the World Cup? France. Mbappe is going to shine next year during the World Cup. He will be the athlete out of all of the soccer players, possibly with the biggest spotlight on him during the World Cup. Certainly one of the three biggest, if not the biggest, right? And so for those reasons, I am buying Mbappe right now.
All right, guys, I'm glad to have been back here with you guys for another episode. It was good to get back in the mix of things again. Again, don't forget, I wanted to remind you guys one more time, because you only have until 11 p.m. Eastern to enter our Instagram contest. You don't want to miss out on an opportunity to win it. So make sure you go to Sports Card Investors Instagram. All the rules are right there. You guys can figure out how to enter for your chance to win. I will be back next week with more forecast and more content. Of course, Jeff will be coming at you on Sunday with more content as well. As always, check out our Market Movers app for all of the card charts that you saw on today's show. And I'll talk to you guys again. Happy investing.